Part 4 consists of two tasks. You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about people they know. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H the description each speaker gives of the person. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H the feeling each speaker expresses about the person. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
I know people say he thinks a lot of himself, and, well, they've got a point. He certainly isn't what you'd call modest. He'll be the first one to tell you how brilliant he is and how hard he's worked, and you certainly couldn't accuse him of lacking confidence. Quite frankly, a lot of people think he's an absolute pain and steer clear of him, because he's always going on about himself. Anything you've done, he can top it. But the fact is, I know another side of him. The kind side that means he'll do anything for a friend. And he's done me a lot of big favours, so I stand by him. When other people have a go at him, I always defend him.
Speaker 2.
She's certainly had a lot of knocks in her life, but she keeps bouncing back. She's definitely what you'd call resilient, and all these terrible things that have happened, she just seems to take them in her stride and hardly talks about them. I wish I could be like that. I always seem to cave in at the slightest hint of trouble. I don't seem to be able to just get on with life when something goes wrong. But she's got this incredible strength that keeps her going. It must be great to be like that. She doesn't want anyone feeling pity for her. She hates that and she doesn't need it.
Speaker 3.
You never know what's going to happen with him because he's never the same. One time you're with him, he's cheerful and sociable. The next time he sits quietly in the corner and doesn't want to speak to anyone. Some people find that very hard to handle, and he often loses friends because of it. I think that might well happen with me because, to be honest, it gets on my nerves. You want your friends to be basically the same most of the time, not always up and down like he is. I know it's not the nicest thing to say, but sometimes I just want to yell at him.
Speaker 4.
He's one of those people who's always finding fault with things. Nothing's ever good enough for him. There's always something wrong. He likes nothing better than to moan. And my goodness, can he moan? You've never heard anything like him when he gets going. People wonder why I spend so much time with him, considering that he's always like that, but the fact is I find it hilarious. Once he gets going, it's as much as I can do to keep a straight face. And believe it or not, he sees the funny side sometimes. He's not as serious about everything as most people think he is.
Speaker 5.
You never know whether you can take what he tells you at face value or not, because he makes a lot of it up. He'll tell you he's doing one thing, when in fact he's doing another, and he tells different people different things. I sometimes wonder if he can remember all the different versions he's given. He's always up to something, covering up something he shouldn't have done, or coming up with some cunning plan. To be honest, I feel sorry for him. It must be terrible to spend your whole life pretending. He must be very unhappy at heart, and I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Now you will hear part four again. Speaker one.
I know people say he thinks a lot of himself, and, well, they've got a point. He certainly isn't what you'd call modest. He'll be the first one to tell you how brilliant he is and how hard he's worked, and you certainly couldn't accuse him of lacking confidence. Quite frankly, a lot of people think he's an absolute pain and steer clear of him, because he's always going on about himself. Anything you've done, he can top it. But the fact is, I know another side of him, the kind side that means he'll do anything for a friend. And he's done me a lot of big favours, so I stand by him. When other people have a go at him, I always defend him.
Speaker two.
She's certainly had a lot of knocks in her life, but she keeps bouncing back. She's definitely what you'd call resilient, and all these terrible things that have happened, she just seems to take them in her stride and hardly talks about them. I wish I could be like that. I always seem to cave in at the slightest hint of trouble. I don't seem to be able to just get on with life when something goes wrong. But she's got this incredible strength that keeps her going. It must be great to be like that. She doesn't want anyone feeling pity for her. She hates that and she doesn't need it.
Speaker three.
You never know what's going to happen with him because he's never the same. One time you're with him, he's cheerful and sociable. The next time he sits quietly in the corner and doesn't want to speak to anyone. Some people find that very hard to handle, and he often loses friends because of it. I think that might well happen with me because, to be honest, it gets on my nerves. You want your friends to be basically the same most of the time, not always up and down like he is. I know it's not the nicest thing to say, but sometimes I just want to yell at him.
Speaker four.
He's one of those people who's always finding fault with things. Nothing's ever good enough for him. There's always something wrong. He likes nothing better than to moan. And my goodness, can he moan? You've never heard anything like him when he gets going. People wonder why I spend so much time with him, considering that he's always like that. But the fact is, I find it hilarious. Once he gets going, it's as much as I can do to keep a straight face. And believe it or not, he sees the funny side sometimes. He's not as serious about everything as most people think he is.
Speaker five.
You never know whether you can take what he tells you at face value or not, because he makes a lot of it up. He'll tell you he's doing one thing, when in fact he's doing another, and he tells different people different things. I sometimes wonder if he can remember all the different versions he's given. He's always up to something, covering up something he shouldn't have done, or coming up with some cunning plan. To be honest, I feel sorry for him. It must be terrible to spend your whole life pretending. He must be very unhappy at heart, and I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
That is the end of part four.